it's too smooth.
No, that's been...
I don't think it's been flat, I think it's been lined with baking paper.
Competition baking is serious business. Keen bakers test their recipes, they make practice cakes and spend hours on the decorations. So what has possessed me to enter the National Carrot Cake Competition? Hello, I'm Isabella Pittaway. I'm in Sale in country Victoria, where 140 cakes have been entered at the local show. It's my first attempt at competitive baking, so I've enlisted the help of Rosemary Mowat to be my cake mentor. Rosemary's been organising the National Carrot Cake Competition since it began 14 years ago, so she knows a thing or two about what makes a winner. The first and one of the most crucial steps involves correctly lining the cake tin. Rosemary insists on several layers of baking paper and thin cardboard strips cut from cereal boxes.
It is a protector from the heat. If it's to keep the colour of the cake, we aim to have the top, bottom and sides of a similar colour, and to have your tin lined, and it's protecting your cake. And it's like with a fruit cake, it cooks, takes a long time to cook, and unless you protect it, you can very often be disappointed.
With Rosemary's knowledge in hand, I set off on my baking adventure, only to find out that I have severely underestimated how much effort it takes to make the cake.
So I'm getting ready to bake this carrot cake in my kitchen, following a pretty simple recipe, and I've just realised how much there is actually to do. You've got to peel the carrots, grate the carrots, chop the almonds, and that's even before you start getting the dry and wet ingredients ready. And oven is on and warming up. So let's see how we go. Fingers crossed I'll have this hopefully in the oven in the next 45 minutes and then a couple hours in the oven. Here goes nothing.
It turns out that despite what a recipe says, 2 hours is not enough to cook my cake. After some phone calls to Rosemary, I end up cooking it for 3 hours. While I'm pretty pleased with the colour of the cake, Rosemary hasn't seen it, and I'm in search of her approval when I deliver the cake to the Sale Show for judging day.
I think you've done a great job, Isabella. For a first effort, it's excellent. And I told my daughter I've been helping someone fire a cake over the phone, and she laughed. She said, "That's funny." Well, we did.
More than 130 cakes are entered across the school, open and professional divisions, the latter two offering a $1,000 prize for the best cake. Rosemary says the standard of cakes is rising each year.
There's one man there, he's been entering since we began, and I said, "Are you happy with your cake?" He said, "Yes," but he said, "I'm up for stiffer competition," and, you know, you can see there's a lot of improvement in with the decoration.
So you think the stakes are higher this year?
It's a lot of people pinning their hopes.
What's your favourite thing about the carrot cake contest?
From my point of view, the enthusiasm, people like yourself that have allowed me to improve the knowledge that you've got. I do enjoy helping people. That's probably the thing I enjoy most.
I know I couldn't have had that cake the way it's standing in that cabinet right now without your help, Rosemary. Thank you.
That's a lovely feeling. I hope you go well, but most of all, you're going to learn so much today from seeing the judging and looking at the other cakes that the sky's the limit next year.
The atmosphere in the judging shed is similar to a preliminary final. Everyone wants those crucial podium places, but I just want my carrot cake to be cooked through. I'm cake number 45 out of 52 in the open division.
Home stretch, number 45, Rosemary. So we've got almond garnish on this one. Just remember keeping that icing on top of the cake.
And it's nice when you use any kind of nuts to roast your nuts before you put them on a cake. It just brings out the flavour of the nuts nicer. Cook through. Nice to see. Well done.
After 3.5 hours of judging, I'm shocked when I hear Rosemary read my name out for fourth place. I've come fourth in my first ever attempt at a cake competition. I can't believe it, and I'm so thrilled. Sandra from Sale is a well-deserved winner with her purple carrot cake. Tony from Eagle Point places second and is the only male competitor in the open division. He's entered a cake for 13 of the 14 years it's been running.
great. Yeah, I did get a second a couple of years ago, but the first is still proving elusive.
Will you be back next year?
Probably, yes.
Why have you decided to keep on entering the competition?
I'm the only man.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, it doesn't worry me. I'm the only man in our Tai Chi class, and I was the only man in the cake decorating club, so I'm used to it.
Well, you've done very well picking up second. And any tips for people who might think, you know, next year I'm going to give it a shot?
Well, what Rosemary says is practice, 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 and she's right. But she is excellent. She has been a great deal of help, not only to me, but to other people. I can ring her up any time, and so can anyone else. I've been out to her house for tips and instruction, and so she's great.